Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Good morning, everybody.
Where are we?
We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. All right, we're going to go into this message that came in from Mark and Morrison is how he signed it. You know he's doing that all the time. Hi, Mark. Mark and Morrison. Feel free to sound off about this, too. Phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1649. Mark from Morrison said, "Hey, guys, I'm 42 years old. I've never been married. I don't have kids, and I've never really had what you call a serious long-term relationship. Now, I've dated a lot. Things just never turned into anything substantial. But lately, when it comes up on dates, the reaction has been really weird. The minute I say that I've never had a serious relationship, it's like the vibe totally changes. Suddenly, I get all sorts of questions. One woman even said, 'Wow, you must have had a really bad breakup.' And I'm sitting there thinking, well, that would require having a relationship first. Durr. So now I'm wondering, is this actually a red flag to people when they're dating? To me, it's just kind of how my life worked out. But it feels like people are judging me for it before they even get to know me." He goes on to say, "I'm almost tempted to start making something up. Like, yeah, my ex and I almost eloped back in 2011, but she left me for her personal trainer."
Oh. You should. Make that part of your story, my dude.
That's pretty juicy, yeah. Yeah. He says, "I'm curious about what you and your listeners think. If you met somebody my age who's never been married, never had a long-term serious relationship, would that make you nervous, or is it really not that big of a deal? Love you, clowns." And that is Mark and Morrison, if you forgot. So if you want to sound off about this, is this a gigantic red flag if you were out on a date with this dude and he's never been married, never been in a long-term relationship? Would that concern you? Should he be worried that he's never going to be with anybody now? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1MIX. 1649. I guess I really can't comment on this because I've been in the longest long-term relationship of all long-term relationships since the beginning of time.
Okay.
But Katie, you're out there. Would this give you the heebie-jeebies?
I went through this exact thing, actually, on a date that I went on. We met at this place, and this guy seemed like pretty normal. He actually was a meteorologist.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a TV meteorologist, right? And so he said that he had spent his whole 20s and 30s just perfecting his career. So that's where all of his, you know, energy went.
And I've been working on the weather down in my mom's basement
and
quite a bit.
I didn't realize, there's a whole team of meteorologists who just like sit around and talk about the weather kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, I can't get any chicks because I'm worried about the upslopes.
Yes, and
whatnot.
This was his life, his whole like young adult, you know, time. And so when we met for our date and he told me he'd never really dated anybody long term, he never lived with anybody, he didn't have any kids, he wasn't married, I was just like.
Kind of gave you the ick.
So it did, because I was like, I don't want to have to deal with all of that, all the firsts, right? I don't want to be your first breakup. I don't want to be your first, you know, serious love.
Jeez,
like,
way to go negative.
Well,
it could be his first and you guys fall in love and you live happily ever after.
It just seemed
you're not
to
giving
me,
him a chance.
It seemed to me that there was a whole lot of emotional maturity that had to happen before he was at my level. And I just didn't want to be there to be the one that brought him up to that point. So I think that as a woman, when you're dealing with a guy like that, like, yeah, like heartbreak and tragedy, those kind of things build character. Like, you need that. You need that for your plot, you know?
Okay.
So go get a little bit more experience.
God, you would have always known what the weather's going to be,
though. Enter the game. I know.
You would always know what the weather's going to be.
I think about that guy sometimes. I'm not going to lie. But it's still like, it was just too much of a task for me to undertake. And so that's where I stand with it.
All right. Let's open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Sound off about this. Is this a gigantic red flag that you got a 42-year-old dude who's never been in a long-term committed relationship? I want some calls and comments on this. Right now I got Jess and Mercury and Shawnee. We'll start with Jess. Hi, Jess. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. So is this a major red flag that this guy's never been married or in a long-term relationship?
I mean, at first, yes. It's like, so why not? Like, why are you still 40 and have not ever had a serious relationship? I think that honestly, there's a lot of men in this world. There's more men than women, obviously. And I feel like men never, they don't mature until a certain age. And that's when they realize that, hey, I want to be with somebody forever or for the rest of my life. And, you know, us women, we, when we see that, that they, he's never had a relationship, it's like, like, what did you do? Like, what's wrong with you? Kind of in a way. I mean, I would say, I don't know.
Now, why is it not the other way around? Like, he's been with all these women, and you're like, what did these ladies do that they didn't, you know?
Yeah, to you. Yeah, exactly. And that's
did
that's
they cheat on him or what?
Well, cheat on him. Us women are as well. We're not perfect. We do a lot of shit. Excuse me. But
Okay.
All right.
No. I had a feeling that was coming.
It's going so well.
It was so good.
Thank you for your call.
So well.
Hi, Mercury. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, we're super dopes, buddy. So is this a giant red flag that this guy's never been in a long-term relationship?
Absolutely not. Because honestly, I feel like, for one, the guy's coming in, you know, fresh, doesn't have any kids, doesn't have any baby mama drama, and doesn't, you know, I'm pretty sure he learned how to save his money, you know, within all this time to be able to actually spend it on someone else. It's like, I feel like that he has a lot to offer, and I feel that the women are just selling him short just because he hasn't had the time to be in a long-term relationship. It's like, how else, you know, like, he's going to gain the experience someday, and I do believe that wholeheartedly, you know, but it's like, I don't think that anyone should consider that being a red flag.
That's a pretty solid point. I was thinking about that. Like, this guy has no baggage to worry about, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, the baggage is what makes you, like, a good player in the game, if you will. Because here's the thing. If this guy comes in too willy-nilly with it, like, he's like, oh, I really like you. And so this is it. This is going to be the relationship where I give it all to. And then he comes at me like some little lost puppy. Like, previous relationships would have told him he's got to play it cool at first. Like,
he says he's dated plenty. His line is, I've dated plenty. I've just never done anything long-term.
Exactly.
So he knows how to date. He knows how to talk to people.
So that in itself, you know, that tells a woman, I've dated plenty, nothing long term, so you can't commit then. What you're telling me is that you have a problem with commitment and you're just looking for the next bright new shiny toy. Like, as a female, that's what that says.
Then, in retrospect, for the male side, how could he know what real commitment is if no one's giving him the opportunity?
Well, if he's just moving on to the next thing without giving
how
that
do you know
woman
he's
you
doing
don't
it.
Know it's not it could
that's
not be his fault
he's,
though
how, but
he could be
saying,
cheated on he could date someone and find out that she's married
he's like, saying that he hasn't been the one to commit to the long relationship, right? Like, that's what the letter said.
He just says it's never turned into anything substantial is his line.
So we don't know whose side that's on, whether it's his fault or the woman's fault that
well
it
let's just say it's both, you know, 50-50.
Yeah.
But aren't you supposed to date around? That's kind of the thing. You're supposed
your
to just get out
life,
there and date and date and date.
Your whole life, you don't have 1 7-year relationship that you've got some, you know, you owned a house together. You've got
sometimes
something
you don't.
That really, again, this all builds character.
What do you think, Mercury?
I mean, for my example, it's like, my relationship, I'm getting married, but it's like, this is my first long-term relationship. And it's like, and I'm 31 years old, and I've only been on, I can count, like, maybe four actual relationships before I actually got with my fiance. So
were those long term relationships?
Not at all.
Okay,
they didn't even go past 3 months.
Okay, you got to do some test driving, right? You got to test drive
exactly.
Before you.
Exactly.
You know.
It's like feeling. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You're the star here. Go.
It's like, I just feel that there is a chance for Mark and Morrison. Like, I do feel like somebody is out there for him. Is just, you know, just waiting in the wings. It's just gonna take some time and. You know, and some people just actually have to be lenient and give him a chance. That's all I say.
You know who it's not going to be, Mercury?
Me.
It's Katie.
You know, I've given enough guys chances, Mercury. I think we can both agree there. I don't need to be the one
for
this guy.
Yeah. Mercury, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
No worries. Y'all have a great day.
You
as well. All right, let's wrap it up with Shawnee. Hi, Shawnee.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're super dupes. So would you give this Mark and Morrison a chance if he's 42 and has never been in a long-term relationship?
I wouldn't say that I wouldn't give him a chance, but it does raise some red flags for me because, I mean, your whole life, you go to high school, you never had like a sweet puppy love, high school sweetheart, and then you're supposed to date somebody after that. There's supposed to be like the three until you get to your love of your life.
Yeah.
All that time, if you haven't really had a long one, it kind of makes you wonder, is it him or is it the girls? And I mean, by this point, at 42, you don't want to be someone's mom and have to teach them emotional maturity as well as in the bedroom as well. Like,
thank you, Shawnee.
Oh, we invoked the bedroom.
No, you're right. And
But again, he's 42, so he is emotionally mature. He has dated plenty, is his quote.
No.
So he's maybe been in the bedroom a few times. and nothing has just panned out. So why are we instantly jumping to this guy as like an immature moron who has no idea what he's doing? By 42, you probably know what you're doing.
I mean, if you've dated here and there, that's one thing. But imagine, like, usually when you really get into, like, the, you know, kinks and all of that stuff, it's long term.
Yeah.
Not like,
no, you're
I
right.
I met this girl Saturday, and I'm tying her up to the wall. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. Johnny, okay. settle
Johnny,
down.
Johnny, you're so right, though.
And this is a red flag because he's not kinky enough for you?
No, Shawnee, you made such a good point because you alluded to the fact
she
that...
She did?
We have three big loves in our lives. We have the puppy right. love one. We have yeah. the one that teaches right. us a big lesson.
Maybe
and we
he's
have
had
the
two
one
of those.
That stays. No, he hasn't. He hasn't
Says
had any
who?
Of those.
He
said he
it.
Hasn't
he
had those. And I'm not wanting to teach him all that. Like, maybe we are looking for our love. And so,
what if
like,
the puppy love for him only
sacrifice?
Lasted like 2 months?
No, why do we have to sacrifice no. our life to in order yeah. for this man to feel his three
Because
loves?
You're giving like, him a chance?
No.
Why wouldn't you give the guy
we
a chance?
We give enough men chances. Like, that's all we do with our days. Right,
yeah.
Shawnee?
Seriously, chances all day long.
Come on.
And it's like, at this age, you got to know what you're doing, dude. And
yes.
to me, I feel like I... There's something underlying there because if he hasn't had those, I feel like it's a him thing, unfortunately.
Yes.
Sorry.
This is not color by numbers. Okay. You need to know, right? Like, I'm
yeah,
not going to teach
exactly.
you.
All I know yeah. is if you're dating Shawnee, you got to bring your own ropes.
Yeah, you do. Get it, girl.
You remember?
I don't know you.
No.
My wife is listening. I don't know you. What?
No, the other day
don't
when
cuss.
I was talking to Daddy. No, I'm not going to
cuss. Daddy,
oh,
yes!
Daddy. Daddy. She called you Daddy. Jeremy does remember. Never mind.
Now I do remember you.
Now he's acting like he doesn't.
You are
remember.
A kinky lady.
Yeah, you know, I have a man and I have a girl. I mean, if you want to get into technicality. So.
Wow. You're a bit, you must be exhausted.
See, she knows what she wants, though.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
you
Johnny.
Want everything, it sounds like. Why wouldn't you bring this newbie in, this 42-year-old guy, just to have some fun with him?
He probably could learn something from you,
yeah,
Shawnee.
Yeah, I feel like you'd want to teach him. All right, Shawnee, I'm going to let you go so you can polish your handcuffs, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, see you later. On that note, I got to go take a walk.